The First Lady spoke to about 300 invited guests at the Milwaukee Convention Center. One of her daughters, Jenna Bush, introduced Mrs. Bush and noted that George W. Bush once promised his wife she would never have to make political speeches.
This month alone, she'll be giving about 30 political speeches. Some promises are just not meant to be kept.
Laura Bush then came to the podium and talked about her husband's record on education, terrorism, and health care. She says the president is a big backer of certain types of stem cell research.
The president's policy makes it possible for researchers to explore the potential of stem cells while respecting the ethical and moral implications associated with this research.
But the president will only fund certain types of stem cell experiments, largely following what anti-abortion groups condone. The Kerry campaign is blasting the large increases in health care costs and insurance premiums during the last 4 years. And environmental groups charge the president's policies on Superfund cleanup and mercury emissions put more people at risk. Lois Gibbs led the fight against the Love Canal chemical site 20 years ago. She says an EPA proposal targeting mercury does not go far enough.
Again, because so much mercury causes things like central nervous system problems, learning disabilities, hyperactivity in children, and this all happens while being carried in their mother's womb.
The Bush administration's critics are just warming up their attacks for the president's visit to Wausau on Thursday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.